Racing Victoria's announced all kinds of programs that they will be doing to affect some change in this area, as has the Victoria Racing Club. The VRC is taking some steps to affect the knackering of horses, the treatment of horses, particularly the race horses, once they're done racing. Neil Wilson is the Chief Executive Officer with Victoria Racing Club. Good morning, Neil. What are you announcing today?
Good morning. Thank you for the time. We've announced this morning that the Victoria Racing Club is establishing a VRC well-being fund, and that's to accelerate many of the things that we have been doing on track for the welfare of the horses, but to create some funding that we'll also be able to provide into the Racing Victoria announcement as well. So we're doing that together.
Is it a bit disappointing, I suppose, from some in the public that see this should have happened a lot earlier? Why has it taken, you know, a 7:30 program to highlight this issue?
It's an obvious question, Jacinda, and I think we've been shocked, as others have, as to what's happening. And we could spend a lot of time unpacking who's to blame and why it happened and how much of it is happening. We've decided to, as I say, accelerate a lot of the things we've been doing anyway on track, and to take a broader responsibility across the industry to make sure that this doesn't happen at all in the future.
It's concerning when that's been the response, that it's been a bit of a shock that this is happening. For an industry that's self-regulated, do you think that that is sufficient? Can we trust you that you will actually see these sorts of massive issues in the future?
I think it's fair to say that it is a shock. I mean, we it wouldn't be happening if we would be reacting much earlier if we knew it was happening. There's a lot. It's a wide-ranging industry. There's a whole lot of parts to it. I mean, we run the biggest race course, arguably, in the world, and we deal on track and have increased our investment significantly. Where this carnival, we've introduced a new horse ambulance. We've got treatment pre-race, post-race. We've got the very best facilities for the horses on track. So sometimes it's a distance away to see some of these things happening. As I said, I think our responsibility is not just to be looking after the equine of the equine welfare of the horses on track. We've got to take a much broader view. So we're just going to you can trust us by to the extent you can measure us to see what happens at the end of this process, and it will get to a point where I think the public will be satisfied that these athletes are being treated from the beginning to the end. And certainly here at Flemington, we want to be recognised as world-leading on the treatment of our athletes, our equine athletes, through our racing year-round and not just the carnival.
One of the issues that keeps coming up is it's simply not about the post-life of a racehorse and an athlete. It's the industry around how many horses are bred, do not even make it to the racetrack, and are needing to be dealt with than some of the scenes that we saw on 7:30. This is a much bigger issue.
Absolutely. And part of the announcement that Racing Victoria had made is about working with the breeders and working with the full life cycle of the horse being born through to when it needs to end its life. And it's an important part of that life cycle, whole of life view, to say, where does this start? Can there be things done at the start to make sure that we're not creating a situation where there's just too many horses? But this all needs, you know, the work needs to be done on that, and it's not like we're starting from zero. Unfortunately, it's not working as well as it should, and we've got to put some money into it to get things done quicker, and that's the attitude we're taking.
There's been protests around the Melbourne Cup for ages. As long as the Melbourne Cup's existed, there's been animal rights protesters turning up as well. Victoria Racing Club will be launching the Melbourne Cup Carnival this morning. There will no doubt be protesters there as well. Do you concede that they have a point?
Well, we understand their position and their right to protest about the issue. And I think, as always, it's important that we understand the facts of what's going on. They have a point to make around their concerns of the welfare of the horse. Our job is to convince the public and people that take an extra step in that regard to that we are doing what we can for the quality of life of the horse. And the centre of the equation, or the centre of the circle at racing, is the horse, and we've got to make sure that it is well looked after. And we're confident we're doing and have plans to continue to do things at Flemington. We've got to take a broader industry view now and support Racing Victoria and support the Australian racing initiatives and make sure that they can see change happening and they can see the outcomes that they've perhaps been asking for.
Are you expecting a drop in numbers?
At this stage, we're not. I think what drives numbers for us is a whole range of things. This will be one input, but to the extent that it offsets some of the growth areas that we've got already, we still have a lot of availability over the 4 days, but the numbers are looking okay.
Well, the announcement is very good. 10% of the public ticket sales for this year's Melbourne Cup and 5% of VRC annual membership. What does that sort of equate to, do you think, in dollar value?
It's certainly above $1 million. And I might just make a point that that's the seed funding of this fund. It's not a one-off. It's not something we're just doing as a one-off. It'll be a platform and an opportunity for many of the stakeholders and partners we deal with, whether it be the public, our members, our sponsors, other partners that have been asking us, how can we be part of the solution? So we see the fund being an opportunity over time for people to direct funding towards it if they want to be part of the solution. And we're quite buoyed by the response we've had already with people saying, well, how do I contribute to that fund and how do I make a difference? So I think...
How do they contribute to the fund?
Well, at the moment, we don't have a public... people can come to the races and indirectly mm-hmm. they're contributing by 10% of their ticket going to that. Members are already contributing.
Interesting.
Members are already contributing because they know that 5% of their subscription, but you could see a future model where we'll see an opportunity
so
for contribution, people to add more.
Contribution will come through supporting of the Melbourne Cup, regardless of their feelings towards it. Neil Wilson, Chief Executive Officer of Victoria Racing Club, thank you so much for your time.
A great pleasure, and thank you for providing the time.